We're going to be shooting from minus 2,600 meters. That's a little over 8,600 feet down at 30 kilometers from the entrance. The lead crews will be underground for pushing 30 days straight. I don't think there's been a mission like that in a long time. Eventually, if you keep going down in these things, probability says that you're going to run into a place like this. It's a place where there's a fold in the geologic stratum that collects water and fills to the roof. And when you used to find these things, they would put a label on a map that said terminal siphon. Now, I remember that term really well for two reasons. Number one, it's the name of my rock band. And second is because the confrontation of these things forced me to become an inventor. And we've since gone on to develop many generations of gadgets for exploring places like this. This is some life support equipment, closed cycle. And you can use that now to go for many kilometers horizontally underwater into depths of 200 meters straight down underwater. When you do this kind of stuff, it's like doing EVA. It's like doing extravehicular activity in space, but at much greater distances and at much greater physical peril. So it makes you think about how to design your equipment for long range away from a safe haven. Here's a clip from a National Geographic movie that came out in 1999.
It's a physical process of putting your foot in places where humans have never stepped before. This is where the last little nugget of totally unknown territory remains on this planet. To experience it is a privilege.
That was taken in Wakulla Springs, Florida. A couple things to note about that movie. Every piece of equipment that you saw in there did not exist before 1999. It was developed within a 2-year period and used on actual exploratory projects.